This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Arms Length Reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome in. Here we are with KER Politics, starting out with our number one man, Glenn Bounds. Aside from being a good friend, Glenn is somebody who we really count on in terms of his political insights. He has left Washington, D.C., but he still is making a mark on various media outlets in terms of his opinions and his knowledge of what's going on in Washington right now. Let's talk a little bit about the situation with China right now. Peter Navarro was appointed by Trump to a very important position in the government. Peter Navarro happens to be a major hawk regarding China. What do you think about that?
Well, Big Al, first of all, thank you for having me back again. But that's indicative of the Trump transition so far. You've seen some opines to the standard traditional Republican conservative Washington D.C. power structure. A few appointments here or there, but once again, you find somebody that's from outside that power structure, that existing power structure. And somebody that is not just a breath of fresh air, it's like pure oxygen. It's very, very different. So somebody that has come in and just Trump in this case, has chosen somebody who has openly said, he's written very provocative books where he's talked about, whether we like it or not, we're already in a trade war of sorts with China. We're just losing. And you add that to Trump taking the call from the president of Taiwan, first time since the normalization of relations with mainland China. Then you had the situation you saw with China and the interception of a drone, an undersea marine, a small M marine drone that Trump was very confrontational on with China. So it looks like we're seeing not shades of difference, but orders of magnitude differences in policies being implemented here are being signaled. And I suspect we're going to see that happen not only with China, but it looks like of a whole range of different issues. And so that's going to really continue to throw the mainstream media and the establishment there in Washington off. They built their iron rice bowls up around the existing order of things. The existing order is being turned over in so many. It's going to be turned over so many different ways simultaneously that they really won't, for a while, they probably won't be able to keep up with it. So it's really an interesting time.
Glenn, with some of the appointments that Trump has made, including Mr. Navarro, does this speak to you in Trump's kind of trademark headline that he likes to say, draining the swamp? Do you think he is actually draining the swamp? Because some people argue that he is just further surrounding himself with billionaires and bankers.
Well, they are billionaires and bankers, no question about that. But on the other hand, these are not billionaires and bankers that have been to an extent they are billionaires and bankers. They've not been part of the existing system there. And then we'll also kind of see what it is they do. I mean, here's Trump, who's been a master of using the political system in the past himself, and by giving money to political candidates and parties and causes all over the board, because he's openly said, I didn't care. That's the way the game was played. I played the game to make things happen the way I wanted to do it. Then he has stated, and I think he really does mean to a very large extent, that he just became disgusted by this whole system that doesn't work. I mean, I guess somebody like that understands, like they said in Godfather 2, the idea of people wanting to get their beaks wet. Hey, it probably doesn't mind if somebody gets their beak wet along the way, if things are sort of working, functioning as a country and as a system, but currently things aren't working so well, aren't functioning so well, so he says it's time to thus drain the swamp. So you have somebody like Trump, who was part of the system, outside the system, but he used the system, participated in the system, tolerated the system, to work, use it as his own benefit. So you have somebody like Wilbur Ross, who's going to be the Secretary of Commerce, is somebody that's got the same kind of stature financially and know-how as Trump did to go pursue things differently at American National Interest differently at the Department of Commerce because of that stature as being an outsider billionaire. So we'll see whether Steven Mnuchin is the knock on him is his Goldman Sachs ties, even though that ended 14 years ago. And I understand people's concerns. You say, hey, you meet the new boss, same as the old boss, because we've seen this revolving door between Goldman Sachs and others in Washington. But on the other hand, if you do want to drain the swamp, then and do things differently, then sometimes you're going to have some people that are like that have seen the light, as so to speak. And so we'll find out. By their works ye shall know them, by their fruits ye shall know them, and we're going to find out soon enough.
Yeah, I have to say one thing. I think one of the misconceptions out there right now, one of the main misconceptions out there regarding Donald Trump is the fact that when he used the phrase, we're going to drain the swamp, I don't necessarily think he was referring necessarily to the entire business community. I would say that I think that he was referring to certainly part of the business community, but also to the majority of politicians. You know, and that's been accomplished with the Republicans taking control of Congress and the administrative branch right now, and very soon, total control of the judicial branch also.
Yeah, Al, we're right up against it with the potential election of Hillary Clinton, and all of a sudden this has got the potential to be a very, very dramatic pivot, and so much of what has been masked as business or capitalism, quote unquote, see the air quotes, in recent years has really not been business. It has not been capitalism. It's been what economists call rent seeking, where people get special favors from government. They get the front run, the Fed on different things. They get buyouts, protection from competition. They get any number of government favors and it's done outside of government. But it's really almost like the dictionary use of the term fascism, where you have the merger of state and business, and not goose-stepping fascists like Mussolini and all that around the street, where people are using government for the public means to enrich themselves privately. And if you are part of the club that gets those special favors, that gets trade agreements that give you access to other countries, but throw others to the wolves and put them at the mercy of international tribunals that are unelected and unaccountable and those sorts of things, and that's passed off as quote unquote free trade or quote unquote capitalism. Well, it's nothing of the sort. That's why Ron Paul, who's a pure capitalist, opposed many and most of all these Hydra-headed trade agreements, because they weren't really about free trade. Free trade is like, okay, you can sell your stuff here, I can sell my stuff there. And that's a one-page agreement. What's this other 1,000 pages we can't see? And that's where it's all special privileges, special protections, and international rather than national governance. So this is the kind of thing that seems to be changing in Washington. So stay tuned.
Well, and that's kind of the real keeper, isn't it, there, Glenn? Stay tuned, because I think everybody is anxiously awaiting to see what Trump is able to do with not only his cabinet, but with dealing internationally and domestically. He made a lot of promises. There is a lot of optimism out there in a number of different groups, but you know what? There's also a lot of fear in a large portion of the population who do not like Trump. So I think that's all going to come to a head, but it's going to take some time. And that's the thing, that some of these big issues that Trump is talking about fixing, they take time to fix. You might be able to, with the stroke of a pen, make some changes on the surface, but quite frankly, revamping a lot of the system, or at least what he ran on revamping, takes a lot of time, and we'll see if A, the public has the patience for that, and B, if he actually can get that done. But Glenn, it's always enjoyable chatting with you. I hope you have a very, very happy holidays. Everybody I know does appreciate all of your insights on our website. So
thank you so much.
Glenn.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season. Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. Following Glenn Downs, we have Chris Temple with us right now. We're going to talk a little bit about the political implications and, more importantly, the economic indications of a trade war in China. You know, Trump basically put Peter Navarro in a very, very important position in terms of how the United States could go with China. Peter is an interesting man in the sense that he is a real hawk when it comes to China. Carl Icahn followed that up by simply saying, you know, if we're going to have a trade war with those guys, let's do it now and get it over with. Not a good thing, in my opinion. Chris, how about you?
Well, it's not a good thing necessarily or a very well-advised thing on a number of levels. I don't know if we can touch on all of them right now, but we'll try. First of all, the fact that China outmanufactures the U.S. and does so at cheaper cost started out to a very great extent as the doing not of the Chinese but of American corporations who moved to China, opened up manufacturing there because they wanted to reduce costs and keep profits rising and so forth. All right, fine, I get all of that. That's capitalism for better or worse. The question is, at this particular point in time, what do you do to fix that, if anything can be done to fix it? And I continue to believe that a lot of this rhetoric about China is more rhetoric and really less in the form of any substance that can be followed up on effectively. I'm concerned on a couple levels. Number one is that China is already such a basket case economically with the world's largest debt problem proportionally to other nations that it's in some real distress right now. And anything that is going to hurt Chinese sales to anybody, least of all the U.S., is going to make its existing debt bubble that tougher to manage. So that's something that needs to be kept an eye on, number one. Number two, when you look at all of these different moves we've had in the market since Election Day, for all of the talk about protectionism and a potential trade war with China, the market acts completely the opposite. Like, they're not expecting anything like that to come along. You've had strong moves in the prices of most commodities, industrials, cyclicals, and so forth. And the markets overseas, despite the incredible strength in the dollar, have held up relatively well. They're starting to buckle a little bit. So I don't think that this idea of a trade war with China, if it comes about or not, is priced into asset markets at all right now. And so that's something I'd be worried about as we go into the new year. And if this bluster continues and we get some weak retail sales figures and other types of things like we saw this last week, I think markets are going to have to reckon with the implications downside, economically and otherwise, of what could be reduced trade with China.
Chris, to me, this trade wars concept is too much of a general idea. There are a lot of things that could go into a trade war in terms of putting tariffs on products, just not allowing some products into the country. And then also this could be also construed in some sort of currency sense, too. We know that Trump considers China to be a currency manipulator. So in your eyes, what do you think a trade war actually could look like under the Trump administration?
Well, first of all, I'm not necessarily sure he is going to go down that path. I still think this is more rhetoric than anything, although he's going to have some pressure on him because of his own words. You know, the Chinese currency has dropped about 15% or so from its peak. It's probably going to accelerate its decline. The country is hemorrhaging money. It's hemorrhaging money out of its foreign exchange surplus. And none of that is very good. And so there's this impression that the president-elect has given the public that we can have a trade war with somebody who's an equal partner and just has the upper hand on us. That's a pretty weak upper hand right now. So I think, Corey, that what could potentially happen, and Larry Kudlow, who is being rumored to be Trump's eventual pick to chair the Council of Economic Advisers, is absolutely not in favor of going down this road. He has said that if anywhere there is some kind of a tariff, it's going to be as an example or as a means to negotiate. It's not going to be a policy destination for President Trump. We'll see if that's the case or not. So I think that there would be the threats of some isolated tariffs in some of the better instances where Trump can actually demonstrate some nefarious advantage that China has that is not necessarily currency related. That's what I would do. That's what I hope he does, if anything at all. But again, the more this is talked about, the less, I think the markets are going to be able to ignore this, especially at a time when we still don't see really great numbers as far as global trade to begin with.
You know, Chris, I have to say, I really don't see where that would be in America's advantage to get involved with a, you know, in a trade war, for lack of better terms, with China. I know that the economy of China does take advantage of the United States, at least if you believe Donald Trump, and I'm sure that it does. But I think that Trump has the ability to stop that without, in effect, putting in a major trade war that would be detrimental between two of the strongest economies in the world. Any comments on that?
Well, that remains to be seen. If we have issues with China, it would probably, at this particular time, be more on this news that came out while we're recording this Friday, so I'll say today, where the FDIC hack is concerned. So this whole business of cyber warfare, I think the focus is going to shift from the hysteria over Russia and its real or imagined influence in the election and to the very real world of corporate and industrial espionage and even financial market espionage where China is concerned. That's where there is some ability on the part of the president to take the moral high ground. On some of this other stuff, again, I think it's more rhetoric than anything. I'll tell you right straight out, and I agree with several economists who have said this, if anything, China's currency today is still very overvalued versus the U.S. dollar. It should have dropped much more than this. And people completely lose sight of the fact, and I'm sure the president-elect has, that one of the reasons in a recent past why there has been some added selling in the U.S. Treasury market is China's having to sell treasuries and buy yuan to try and keep its currency from dropping faster than it is and make a bigger political mess out of this whole thing. So I really think that this is, you know, more rhetoric than real substance. I hope that the president-elect doesn't take this rhetoric and these notions that he has that aren't necessarily based in facts today and turn them into a trade war.
Well, I'm with you, Chris. I hope that this doesn't turn into a bigger situation than it has to. I think that Trump does have the possibility of making maybe a couple changes which could benefit the U.S., but the fact of the matter is the global economies are so closely tied together right now, and I think a lot of Americans actually depend on a lot of the products that are coming out of China for daily use. Rightfully or wrongfully, they do, and I don't see that trend changing anytime soon. So a lot will be determined when Trump does finally enter office, and then we can stop projecting as to what he's going to do and actually look at the actions he's taking. And that, to me, is going to be the most interesting part of 2017.
One quick comment. I agree with you, Corey, and I have to say I'm optimistic.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. I always appreciate a commentary from Mr. T. Chris Temple, as Corey and I were talking off mic. Chris is probably one of the best informed contributors to our forum that we really have. He must live in front of his computer and live in front of his television so that he really knows what's going on in the world. Having said that, we're back with Jeff Deist. I want to mention one thing about the Mises Institute, Jeff being the president of that particular organization, and that is please support it if you can at all, if you have the desire to. Please don't stop, but please do support it. The Mises Institute is a very, very worthwhile organization. What you see is what we get. Lou Rockwell is an incredibly intelligent man. They come out with some ideas that make all the sense in the world. Big Al and Kathy are going to send in a donation today. Jeff, having said that, now I get a commission, is that correct? 25% of all the money that comes in. Having said that, by the way, Jeff was kind enough at the last Mises Outreach in Seattle. Jeff was kind enough to give Corey and I a Mises 1 ounce silver coin, and I look at it and use it every day. It is now my golf marker that I use on the greens. Having said that, Jeff had a tragedy occur in Europe just this past week or so with the situation in Germany. The perpetrator went on through France, escaped from Germany, went on through France, went into Italy where he killed a police officer before he himself was shot. You know, in the philosophy of a lot of politically correct people, and I use that word very, very loosely here, who believe in open borders, who believe in no immigration criteria whatsoever. This is a good example of why it doesn't work, isn't it?
Well, it's a tough example.
Yes, it is.
Because you have to look at the root causes. There's a lot of things going on here. One is welfare statism, which is more advanced in Europe than it is in the United States, which creates inducements that used to not exist back when geopolitical borders were being sorted out through wars or through geopolitics. So you've got welfare statism, and you also have foreign policy decisions made by Western countries. The United States is the leader, but also Europe and Germany and France and other countries have deployed troops in the Middle East, and that creates dislocations, creates crises, creates civil wars. When you oust a leader like Saddam Hussein, who had managed to cobble together three very different factions of people in Iraq, that's going to destabilize that country and create refugees and create economic migrants. So between the sort of axis of foreign policy and welfareism, the West has a lot to answer for when it comes to what we're talking about right now, anyway, is primarily Islamic immigrants from the Middle East and Northern Africa streaming into Europe. That said, I don't think that this is necessarily a libertarian principle that we have to live and die by. I don't think that this has anything to do with the marketplace. Anecdotal evidence suggests that huge numbers, perhaps in the 90% of migrants or Islamic migrants in Europe, are unemployed. And there's a tremendous culture shock that takes place, especially in smaller countries like Sweden and Norway and Denmark. But even in a country of 80 million people like Germany, a few million immigrants who are culturally very different causes a lot of problems and a lot of pain. And in this instance earlier this week, an aggrieved young man, or apparently aggrieved, caused some some real damage and killed some people. So the question for me is not should we have open borders or closed borders or restricted borders. The question for me is what would the marketplace do? Well, the marketplace would find a way to sort out things, and I think it would provide for a vetting process. We have to understand that human beings aren't fungible. They're not 28-inch Sony flat-screen TVs. Human beings are different, and some human beings produce a tremendous benefit to a country into which they migrate, and some impose a cost. I think it's entirely natural, which is to say market-driven, that people want to control the areas around them, and they want to know who their neighbors are and who they live around and live in a safe place. And, that vetting process would probably mean people with money, people with in-demand skills would be more highly valued and sought after than immigrants who have a criminal record or have no money or no skills. I mean, this is just obvious human nature. So whenever you see something happening that doesn't seem to comport with human nature, and I think that's what we're seeing in Europe, when you have these really rapid and uneasy conflations of two very different cultures, I think you have to step back and say, well, that's not the marketplace at work. That's some sort of government distortion. And that's exactly what it is. Free migration into Europe is basically a political project promulgated by the European Union, forwarded by German government and the French government and the UK government. And it's something nobody voted for, nobody wanted. The only people who are for this are global elites. So I view it as a very anti-human and very anti-market process. And here's the kicker, is that open borders is actually going to intensify nationalism and increase the chances of war, whether that's a civil war in a country or whether that's an aggressive war outside its borders. That's what nationalism does, is it increases tensions and increases aggression. So by allowing, or I shouldn't even say allowing, by inducing millions of not real refugees in the sense of humanitarian refugees, but economic migrants to come freely into Europe from the Middle East and Europe, you're really making nationalism and the threat of war worse, so that the open borders people who call for peace on earth are actually creating the environment that I would argue is going to provide the opposite. So it's a huge problem, and it's not one with any easy pat libertarian solution or any other. I mean, the marketplace does the best it can and muddles through if you allow it to operate.
Jeff, that's what I was going to ask you, is how does a country or even Europe in general go back from these policies that they've enacted pretty recently now that they have a lot of immigrants that have come in over the last few years?
Well, I don't think they do. You're not going to forcibly remove people. You're not going to literally deport people from Germany or France or the UK. You're not going to round them up with guns and put them on buses and forcibly remove them to their native country. I mean, that's not going to happen. Let's be honest. And so, you know, Europe is going to have to deal with this. And the question is whether Europe is going to become Islamic. Let's just be honest. If you look at the demographics of people under 20 years of age, and if you look at the birth rates of what we could call native Europeans in whatever country, there's a very good argument that those European countries will in fact become Islamic. Is that a good and healthy thing? I guess it depends on your perspective. I say it's not.
Well, I have to say, in closing this particular segment out, we've got about a minute and a half left here, I would have to say that I firmly believe that the politically correct folks in our society, whether it's North America, whether it's in Europe, what have you, I think they're dead wrong. And the reason I say that is because the Islamic folks need to be, as you said, Jeff, strongly vetted before they come into another country. What's going on with the Islamic world right now is very interesting in the sense that some of the atrocities, I mean, the news wires right now and the news sources on the internet right now have nothing other than a showing of the Islamic extremists burning people alive and on. I mean, videos actually of horrendous events that really are only depicted visually in some of the Hollywood fantasy movies, but this is actually happening to human beings, and it's happening to human beings because of some very, very bad people. And unfortunately, those people who adhere to that particular philosophy, even who don't renounce that particular philosophy, they need to be stopped. And the only way those people can be stopped is you have to have serious, serious immigration policies to make sure that that doesn't happen in the future. Ladies and gentlemen, stick around. We're going to be right back with Jeff Dunn.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, Play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP. And if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-9833. Again, that's 1-800-441-9833.
Welcome back here to wrap up the holiday weekend edition of the KE Report. We are continuing to chat with the president of the Mises Institute, Jeff Deist. And I just want to reiterate what Al had to say at the beginning of the last segment about donating to Mises. You can go to Mises.org. There is a Donate Today button on the right-hand side. You can also sign up for some of the Mises programs. I highly recommend people either signing up or simply donating to Mises. Al and I are huge fans and supporters of the Mises Institute, and we think that this time of the year, it's a great time to give a little back to some of the groups that you think are truly out there trying to make a positive difference in the world. And Jeff, that kind of takes us to the topic that we're going to be discussing in this segment, and that is optimism for 2017. There, I think, is a divided nation right now in the U.S., some that are very excited for the Trump presidency and some that are very concerned for what Trump will be doing when he enters office. I'm going to keep my biases out of it, but we can also look at what's going on in the economy and around the world. I know we get inundated with a lot of negative news and negative narratives, but there are reasons to be optimistic. Jeff, to start us off, how about you share some of the reasons that you're optimistic as we move into 2017?
Well, sure. I always have optimism. I mean, we're still sitting here in the West. We still have tremendous material wealth around us. And here's the most important thing. We're not pessimists. We're not determinists. We're not behavioralists. We believe in free will and individual liberty. So we, you know, as liberty-minded people, none of us believe that the future is written for us, okay, or predestined or preordained. So, the fact that we've got a new year, we've got this ugly election behind us, I think is all happy and comforting. I don't buy into the idea that good vibes or consumer confidence can lift the economy. This is actually a Keynesian notion. Keynes talked about animal spirits. And Paul Krugman and a lot of other people talked about during the crash of 08, well, you know, if we talk ourselves into it, we really will have a depression. You know, if we can't have we can't have too many media stories, or we can't report too much bad factual economic data, because we'll talk ourselves into a recession. Well, this is nonsense. We can't talk ourselves into a better economy any more than we can talk ourselves into a recession. So consumer confidence, you know, they always talk about measuring that at Christmas time or whatever. If consumer spending rises, well, sure, that's a data point that can affect how you're viewing the near term. But just the idea that people are feeling or thinking that things are better, you know, history proves that that's a red herring. There's no such thing as talking our way into prosperity. As you guys know, it's going to require some really difficult foundational work to correct the economy, to get rid of all the bad debt that's washing all around the world, and start to build a real firmament with sound money and less debt, more capital accumulation, more savings. I mean, this is heavy lifting kind of stuff.
I think that heavy lifting really has nothing to do with Trump.
Just
going to interrupt you just for one second. And that is, I don't think that heavy lifting will occur unless people are optimistic. I agree with you, you know, that as Keynes said, just a good attitude isn't necessarily going to make things wonderful, but a good attitude is certainly going to put us in the right direction. I would maintain that a good attitude goes hand in hand with realizing the hole that the United States economy has dug itself into and being optimistic and realizing that we can work our way out of it. I think the increase in consumer confidence numbers that are coming out right now, and quite frankly, they're coming out rather dramatically, 98 to 112 or something like that. That's a major, major increase. I think that's a result of people really wanting a change, and I believe that they are willing to roll up their sleeves and do whatever happens to make that change occur. That has not happened in the last 8 years. So I guess you and I differ just a little bit on that one. Although maybe not.
Well, I hear what you're saying, and I do think that all human action, which is what's required, starts with a good attitude, or all good human action does. So I agree with you there. You know, as for consumer confidence, you know, it remains to be seen. But I will say this. Is, you know, I would venture that Dow 20,000 is an opportunity for people to make some money either selling or shorting the market. So on an individual basis, there's certainly reason to feel like you can go out there and have a good and prosperous 2017, no question.
Now, Jeff, I can just say that I'm optimistic because we have the election behind us. That's one thing I think that we can all be grateful for, that we don't need to go through another one of those cycles for another, well, hopefully 4 years now. But on that point, I think what we saw last year, this year, 2016, was people actually voting for change. And that, I think, should provide some optimism that we could see some change from the path that we've been heading down. But also on to Al's point there of people rolling up their sleeve and getting the job done, I still think the verdict's out on that one. We don't know if people will actually accept and roll up their sleeves and take the necessary cuts that they need to. So I guess I'm a little torn there, but it has to give you some optimism the way that some of these recent votes and referendums has gone this year.
Oh, no question. I mean, I don't think populism is illibertarian. I think populism is a very healthy thing oftentimes, because we have to remember that elites are mostly elites because they're connected to government. Most, not all, but most elites in this country, and in all Western countries, got that way and remain that way by being state connected. So in that sense, I think populism is very healthy and righteous. But more importantly, the fact that there's anti-globalist sentiment that's reflected in the Brexit vote earlier this year in the UK, that's reflected all throughout Europe, especially as these terrorist incidents mount that we mentioned in the last segment. I think this is fantastic, because I see globalism as an evil. I see it as a big government project on a global scale. I see it as an attempt to ultimately create some sort of global currency or basket of currencies, maybe through the IMF. I think the pushback that we're getting against the excesses of social justice warriorism and against globalism is fantastic. I'm very, very happy about it. And I think it was a long time coming. So yes, that gives me hope. But we always have to go back to incentives in the economy or otherwise. Are we changing the way we incentivize people? Unless and until we start rewarding people for saving money and punishing them for being profligate, as just one example, it's awfully hard to change human behavior. I mean, that's one thing we know, is that incentives matter. So until we get entitlements under control, until we get the dollar under control, and until we start having some sort of actual yields on regular investments, not esoteric investments, it's hard to get people to change their ways.
Jeff, I've got to tell you, I think you're 100% correct on that one, but I think that the American public has shown that it is willing to change its ways right now. I mean, I voted for Donald Trump not because I necessarily am in love with Donald Trump, but because I voted for the change that the Donald Trump movement really identified itself with. And I think the fact that, I mean, even in Washington State, where we are, you couldn't be more Democratic side of the aisle than in Washington State. And in spite of that, one third of the Washington State electoral delegates actually voted not for Hillary Clinton because they saw really what they believe really what kind of person she is. But they voted for, interestingly enough, Colin Powell and somebody else who was, you know, a politically correct write-in, for lack of better terms. That's why I'm optimistic about 2017. I think the nation realizes what really is going on right now, and they believe that only somebody like the leader of the Trump administration, i.e. Donald, can make that happen. I think you're going to see some incredible shoring up of support for changing this country back. I'm going to give you the final word, and we only have 30 seconds.
Yeah, that's the real story behind Trump. It's not what he represents or who he's going to appoint, but that many people went off script and voted for him. So that's exciting. We'll see what happens, but in the meantime, we always know what works, and that is leaving people free to do as they wish, as long as they're not harming anybody else. That's one thing that's never going to change, Al.
Never going to change. Listen, everybody out there, for those of you who follow the Christian faith, a very Merry Christmas. For those of you who follow the Jewish faith, Hanukkah starts Christmas Eve. Have a very, very wonderful Hanukkah with your family.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guest by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset Jeans, here to wish you all a Merry Christmas. For over 20 years, we have built a loyal customer base with 100% American-made jeans featuring enhanced fit, comfort, durability, and style. Today, all of our inventory is discounted by 20%, so don't delay. Enjoy a wonderful shopping experience at Gusset.com. Thanks for keeping our American dream alive, the original Diamond Gusset Jean.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.